Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Professor Chalidze Marwari. Good morning, the Vice Chancellor of UJ. And not to talk about those subjects, but so many issues that you are facing and dealing with in terms of COVID-19. The reports that certainly we're hearing on the streets is that UJ have been absolutely unbelievable in terms of managing their students and managing this process. So compliments to you on that.
Well, thank you very much, Howard, and your listeners. I think it's my third time coming to Hi FM.
What was the approach? You know, we often talk about it, that 4 months ago, 5 months ago, we could not have imagined what we would be dealing with now. Certainly as Vice Chancellor, you could not have imagined, I would think, a situation like this. How did you gear yourself? How did you approach it? I'm fascinated to hear what process you went through.
Yeah, I mean, just to say that at the beginning of this pandemic here in South Africa, there was a great deal of confusion. Everybody wanted to send all their students back home. I must confess, I was one of the last to agree to send students home. In fact, we have the highest number of students who remained on campus. And the reason why we did that was because we felt that, you know, yeah, we have campuses, we have clinics in all our campuses with a doctor that comes during the day and the nurse and 24-hour help. So we couldn't imagine certainly our poorer students to have more facilities than that. Then secondly, we realized that this whole pandemic will force us to teach differently. We will have to go into online platform. So we immediately identified the two crucial issues that are going to be necessary for us to succeed in online learning. The first one was access to data. The second one was access to devices. So what we normally do for all our poorer students, we almost, in their first year, we give them a laptop. And we have been doing that for the past 3 years. So that will be roughly about 6,000 laptops per year.
That is unbelievable.
So if you can imagine, if we have been doing it for more than 4 years, it basically means that almost half of our students have access to devices. Some of them would have gotten them last year. Some of them would have gotten them the year before. The second one was the issue of data. So we had to go and negotiate with Cell C, with Telkom, with MTN, and with Vodacom to say, give us a deal. We are going to supply data to all our students. And of course, they gave us a deal. 30 gigs of data is given every month to all our students. And the students, we don't prescribe which network they should choose amongst the four. They give us the number, their numbers, and then we allocate accordingly. So what happens now is that our students now have access to data and they have access to devices. We have to do something now on our teaching, because online teaching is not simply the case of a video and a lecturer. It's more than that. Things must become more visual, you know, because there is no physical experience. You can't smell the chemicals in the lab if it is being done virtually, for example. So we had to devise ways, short videos that explain concepts using all sorts of drawings and figures to make sure that our students understand what we are teaching.
You know, what's incredible is often the conversations that I have with companies when they're trying to transition during this time, the companies that appear to be the most agile, and I would include your university in this in that category as well, are the ones that actually prepared for it before, that had a culture that actually recognized how important agility, preparation is. And therefore it became easier. Because as you said, can you imagine now if you suddenly had to supply everybody with a laptop? A, it would be unaffordable, and B, it just would be an impossible ask. But the fact that you've been doing this for years, and it really meant saying, okay, how do we add on to that, which is giving the 30 gigs of data, that the groundwork was already done.
Absolutely. Even on online teaching, we have been doing blended learning for quite some time. And blended learning is the kind of learning where it is a combination of physical lectures and online platform. We use a platform called Blackboard. It's an American IT system that is used for teaching and learning. And our students had been using this for the past, maybe the past 5 years, 6 years. So it was basically to say that now you can go to the to Blackboard, but instead of going there half of the time, you have to go all the time. So it was easy to transition on our part.
Absolutely incredible. And in the event of this carrying on, this lockdown carrying on, or students not being able to come back to university, they are now equipped to be able to manage that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the commitment that I have made is that we shall not lose the academic year. That is not going to happen. We are going to complete the academic year. And the participation rate on our online platform is more than 90%, which is ironically very little bit higher than the participation rate on our online platforms when we have students in our campus.
Right.
So we are having higher participation rate than normal because classroom attendance is never 100%. That's just the way it is.
Yeah,
and for those of us who have been students, we know how many classes.
Yeah, I know how good my clubias, my card games became at university. University is when I learned to drink real coffee and play cards. Exactly right. But so to some extent, I'm interested if you fast forward a year, and please God, at that time there's a vaccine and everybody's healthy. Do you foresee university lectures coming back to the traditional, or do you see some of the shifts being permanent?
I foresee some of the shifts being permanent. I must confess, I don't share your optimism. I'm not too sure. I don't think we're going to get a vaccine anytime soon. If I take into account of the fact that we have been looking for vaccine for HIV for the past 40 years, and we have not found it.
That is true.
I mean, it will be nice to find the vaccine, but viruses are tricky. You know, many flus we don't have vaccines for. You know? So the issue we are preparing, not for the post-corona world, but for the new world where corona is part of us. So elements such as social distancing are going to become permanent. The online platforms that we are using now are going to be used much, much more than before. The nature of the classroom is going to reflect what happened during the corona period than before the corona period. I think we have reached a point of no return, which, by the way, is good for learning.
In what way is it good for learning?
This type of learning that we have been having. No, I think I think we can be able to individualize teaching at scale using online platforms than using a contact lecturer. For example, if we are to say that go and the lecturer must be in contact with students, there are other things. The lecturer has to be there, which means they are subject to schedules. They have to be moving from one classroom to another, wastage of time, and so on and so forth. So we are feeling that our online collaboration and communication tools are working much more effectively. We are realizing that students are asking more questions, for example, than when they are in the classrooms. Because those students who are, and you can just type a question on the
And it's actually communicating in a way. It's communicating in a way that they communicate. You know, they do a lot less in-person stuff because they're always online. And this is actually their comfort space.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. No, we are, I'm personally very excited about them.
Incredible. The Absolutely
we
fantastic.
Entering. It's unfortunate that we are entering it under the circumstances.
Absolutely incredible. I could talk to you for hours about this, but unfortunately we don't have the time. You really inspire me because this is the kind of leadership that our universities and our education facilities need. Is the foresight, is the fact that you can be presented with a difficult issue, not of your own making, and yet see the advantages see the benefits in it. Professor Chalitzi Marwa, thank you for taking the time, Vice Chancellor of the University of Johannesburg, UJ. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me this morning.
Thank you very much.